Speakeasy Custom Tattoo is located in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago in the historic Flatiron Building. With over 30 years of experience, they have a curated staff of magnificently talented local and international artists and continue to host monthly guests from all around the world. They're an appointment-only custom tattoo shop offering a wide range of styles in a clean and relaxing atmosphere. Whatever style you're looking for, they can help make your vision come to life. Be sure to check out their artists on their website at www.speakeasycustomtattoo.com. We hope to see you soon. Tell them Chris sent you.
Welcome to a super special edition of The Appeal. I am Chris Malczewski with Hail Hail Auctions. I'm missing my counterpart, Miss Sia Yasatornrat with Brilliant Beam Media. She's backstage today running all the bells and whistles because we have a unique setup ahead of us today for The Appeal. If you've been with us for the last year or so, you probably understand that we're a live show. We have amazing guests from community building organizations on all the time. But there's a relationship that I want to highlight today that we rushed for good reason to bring this show together. And because it is summer, and as you know, the two things that happen a lot in summer are baseball season and golf outings, I want to talk briefly about some things I've been up to and give a quick shout out to the SBA Raiders out of Huntley, Illinois. If you're not aware, I was recently named the Director of Player Development and Recruiting for this amazing nonprofit local youth baseball organization, and I'm excited to carry some of my experiences and help guide some young men in the game of baseball. And as I said earlier, it is golf outing season. I'm not a golfer myself for good reason. I'm terrible at it. But as you know, I, with Hail Hail Auctions, love raising awareness and money for community building organizations. And when I found out about the relationship with the past guest of ours, an organization I support wholeheartedly in Oak Lydon and RJ McMahon, and their upcoming golf outing in partnership with Willing to Hunt and Greg Hunt, I felt like we had to get a show on the docket, launched to the world as quick as possible. So this is going to be pre-produced and launched here in a few days. But see, if you don't mind, let's bring RJ and Greg up to the stage, and we're going to get today's show started. There they are. Gentlemen, how are you? I'm so excited to have you both. RJ McMahon with Oak Lydon and Greg Hunt with Willing to Hunt, executive recruiting firm specializing in financial services. Greg, we'll get to that more later. But gentlemen, I'm so excited to have you. Thank you for being so flexible. We had some scheduling snafus. We had some technology difficulties. But lo and behold, here we are to talk about a great event upcoming here next month. But RJ, real quick, if you don't mind, give us a high-level snapshot. What's going on with Oak Lydon? Who are you and why are you here?
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, Chris. Always great to be with you. And total bonus to have Greg on the line as well with us. This is quite the three-headed monster that I have eyes on right here. So grateful to be part of it. So Oak Lydon, we're a nonprofit. We work with individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. We have 11 homes. We have two day programs for our adult clients. And we also have early intervention services for little kiddos birth to three who've been evaluated, assessed with delays and disabilities. We've been in business since 1956. Can't believe that next year will be our 70th year doing
Amazing.
This work.
Congrats.
I've not been there the entire time, Chris. So in case you're wondering, it's not.
Those gray hairs like would give it away otherwise.
Exactly. Exactly. I present like I've been there for 70 years, but no, I've only been doing this for 5 years. So but really excited to talk today about this unique partnership and with a guy that I respect immensely and have watched from afar and watched from close. And Greg just gets it done, man. It's good stuff. So thanks for the opportunity to spread the word.
Yeah, of course. And speaking about getting to see something close or firsthand, you know, I was so honored, RJ, to serve as your auctioneer a couple months ago at your gala or your event at Fitzgerald's and had just an amazing time. Everything from meeting the guests to hearing the choir to selling some trips and experiences. We had a great time. And I want to just tell you, as I've gotten to know you and learn about the work of Oak Lydon, I'm even more strongly tied and feel a greater affection for the work it is that you guys do. So thank you for allowing me that opportunity to serve you. And thank you for coming back on. And thank you for introducing me to Greg. And Greg, I'll get to you really quick. You know, as RJ explained to me how this relationship came about, as he explained to me who you are and everything that Willing to Hunt is all about, I want to just highlight, and if I may, congratulate and commend you. You don't know much about me, but I work with Hail Hail Auctions. As I said, our mission is to raise awareness and money for great community building organizations. And as I was looking through your website to get a little bit better understanding of what it is you guys do, you said it point blank on your website, dedicated to philanthropy. And right then and there, I got goosebumps, and it made all the sense in the world as to why you two gentlemen, aside from both not having any hair, decided to, you know, join forces. Listen, I'm not far myself. Why do you think I wear a hat on every show? Every show I wear a hat. But anyways, Greg, listen, to all light aside, you know, the work that you do with Willing to Hunt and helping find financial services professionals, new careers, et cetera, but also dedicated to philanthropy. So I want to give you the stage. Please introduce yourself and let us know what Willing to Hunt's all about.
No, I appreciate that, Chris. And first and foremost, thank you for this opportunity to be on the podcast and to do this forum and platform you, with, you know, RJ, who I've known for many years. Again, my name is Greg Hunt. I'm the president and CEO of Willing to Hunt. We are a boutique executive search firm, primarily in the Chicagoland market. We kind of specialize in the financial services industry, specifically in banking. And so a lot of the work that we do is focused in commercial lending, in credit, in wealth, in mortgage, retail banking. And we also work with, you know, non-banks. So we work with credit unions. We work with what we call private lenders in the Chicagoland market. So again, we've been around since 2001, believe it or not. I rebranded the company back in 2016. So we were Hunt and Associates when we started back in 2001, and then in 2016, kind of rebranded the company to kind of really try to tie in who we are and what we do. So that's how the name Willing to Hunt came into play. So kind of give an indication what we do and then kind of play on my last name, because when I got into this industry, they said, well, Greg, you know, you are a headhunter. And it's fascinating that, you know, Hunt's your last name.
Yeah.
So, you know, it may be a good idea to kind of play on words there. And so we, back in 2016, went through this process of coming up with a new name, some new branding, and hence the name Willing to Hunt. So in addition to, you know, I tell everybody, executive recruiting is what I do for work. Philanthropy, community development, that's who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And so RJ's been around me long enough to kind of know the things that I've been affiliated with. So the golf outing, believe it or not, and I don't know if I'm getting ahead of myself here, the golf outing started with me just getting together playing golf with a whole bunch of bankers.
Yeah, can I ask you some questions about that quick, Greg? So sure. I want to highlight, because that's the main reason we're here. For those that don't know, this is a unique relationship and partnership amongst Willing to Hunt and Oak Leiden. And as Greg, you were alluding to, you've ran a golf outing for several years. I believe it's called the Bankers Charity Golf Classic. And this year, all of the proceeds are going to be dedicated to Oak Leiden. And we're hoping so for future years as well. But as somebody who is in the, I know you are, RJ, but as somebody who is in the fundraising industry day in and day out and getting to talk to great professionals like the both of you, both from the nonprofit and for-profit side, it's so exciting. It's so humbling, if you will, to see those two worlds collide for good, right? And so, Greg, I want to give you the opportunity. You were alluding to it earlier. How did the golf outing start? What was its original intention? And then, RJ, we'll get to you to figure out how this relationship formed and what we're doing about it.
Yeah, so basically, you know, I use this opportunity really as a business development type situation, right? So since I work with bankers and banks almost exclusively, I said, you know what? I think there could be an opportunity for us to get together, play some golf, because I knew everybody played golf. Mm-hmm. There's an opportunity for us to get together, play some golf. Maybe we sit around, you know, on the 19th hole, you know, have a pop, and just talk about the industry. And so that's really how it started. And believe it or not, probably for the first 7 or 8 years, that's kind of what we did. And then the light bulb went on about 7 years ago and said, you know what, Greg, it's great that you guys get a chance to get together. What would be more impactful is if you raise some money for a worthy charity.
Mm-hmm.
That would be more impactful. Now, keep in mind, and RJ is probably going to talk about this, I have a relationship, a deep relationship, you know, with the disability community. You know, my brother-in-law had Down syndrome, and they lived with my wife and I up until his death. And so I've been around, you know, the disability community for a very long time. As a matter of fact, the church that RJ and I belong to, I started a nonprofit at the church that was geared towards advocating and supporting folks with disability in our church community.
Amazing.
And so when I started this whole fundraising aspect, they were the first organization that were the beneficiaries. And then what I started to do is kind of rotate organizations in and out because, again, I wanted other organizations to get an opportunity. So then we moved to another great organization, Arts of Life. So we did Arts of Life for a couple of years. And then magically, and RJ can talk about this, magically RJ appears.
He always finds a way, doesn't he? He seems to be that guy that's everywhere and nowhere at once. But RJ, you know.
Magically he appears, you know, again, I had no setup for it. He didn't call me. Magically, he appears. Now, what's the great thing about RJ? Uh-oh. Well, people don't know is RJ supported my golf outing for years before he even approached me about partnering.
Amazing.
I mean, he invested in what we were doing, and that's just the type of guy he is.
I know. I know firsthand. And you know, I want to just highlight, you know, as you mentioned, you had donated the proceeds to several IDD organizations throughout. And then as you guys, I didn't know you were both belong to the same church, even makes the story even that much stronger, if you will. But, you know, it really is, as you said, you know, Greg, talking the talk is one thing, but walking the walk is another. And whether it's through your community building, through your church, or the efforts you've given through Willing to Hunt and the previous golf outings, right? You're making the world a better place. And what we're learning together, right? I think, RJ, you could attest to mine and your partnership, right? The power of collaboration and joining forces with different folks who bring different talents and skill sets and in industries together can even push that ball farther, faster, if you will. And so, RJ, you know, as someone who participated in the past, you know, Bankers Classic or Bankers Charity Golf Classic outings in the past, you know, what was your mind thinking becoming the executive director of Oak Leiden? And how did you approach, if you don't mind, Greg, to have this conversation? Because I think it's a good learning experience for other executive directors or other community building organizations to start to think outside the box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it great. And Greg, thank you. You're too kind. You're way too kind. So, you know, it was an opportunity to play golf. Let's be honest, right? That was,
drink a beer and play some golf.
That got me in the door, right? But truly, you know, I think I first saw it probably on LinkedIn, right? Greg, you had posted something mm-hmm. on LinkedIn a few years ago. Like, mm-hmm. wow, that's really interesting. And you know what? I love Greg. I don't see him often enough, right? So if my schedule allows, I'm going to jump in. Right. And mm-hmm. so, you know, jumped in and I guess sponsored a hole, did whatever. Right. And Greg, you know, you took care of me, man. You set me up with some really quality partners. Really, Chris,
it was rigged.
I love to play, but oh my gosh, Greg literally back to back years, put me on the first 2 years I played, put me yes. on the winning teams. Like
love it.
And put me on the team. Not, I didn't move the needle. Like these guys were going to win whoever they were carrying.
Maybe that's because he was trying to level the playing field. He's saying something about your golf game, RJ.
Hold on. I tried not to go there, Chris, but yeah, that might have been something, right?
So, Chris, I wanted him to come back. Yeah,
I hear you. So funny.
But in all honesty, you know, just a great group of people and, you know, really, you know, just wonderful opportunity to get to meet some folks. And again, a really worthy cause, right? And places that I was aware of. And what's great, kind of subsequent, that I'm glad you brought Arts of Life up. So one of our participants, a woman that lives in one of our homes, has attended our day program as well. She's a participant in Arts of Life now. So she's going to Arts of Life 3 days a week and is just so inspired by the work that they do, right? So it's just this crazy web, Chris, that just continues to build in this work, right? So yeah, just phenomenal groups that Greg is a part of, and you know, again, he's honoring his brother-in-law, his bride, right, and doing this really meaningful work that frankly, you know, we're just happy to kind of ride the coattails. So
yeah, and so if you're looking to play some golf this upcoming summer, July 16th at Ruffled Feathers in Lamont, the 2025 Bankers Charity Golf Classic for Oak Leiden. We'll send all the information out on our socials and we'll link it here as well. But now's the time. Let's talk about the golf outing, right? This is a great partnership and a great combining of resources and skills and talents to maybe elevate this event a little bit more. So I'm going to leave the floor open to you, gentlemen. Let me know what's going on. How's the organization behind the scenes working? I know, RJ, you had talked and you're so excited to bring some of your administrative staff and volunteers to help offset potentially some of the headaches that you experience. Greg, I know it's like to plan a golf outing, right? So this has got to make everybody sleep a little bit better at night, right?
That's the plan. That's the plan. We get some golfers to come out and have a great day, have a great fun, right? So yeah, Greg, fire away. You've been doing this, right? Again, we're riding your coattails.
Well, no, I mean, Chris asked a question earlier. How did this crazy idea come about? Because again, it wasn't as if RJ and I had talked about this. And again, he's come to my golf outing 3-4 years. He's never said anything to me about where we are today. So RJ, can you at least share with the audience how to be,
right? Yeah, so again, in my you know, inimitable ways, right? So I shoot Greg an email, right? And yeah, probably, I don't know, it's during the winter, right? And I know, you know, where you are, Greg, Phoenix doesn't have winters, but we still enjoy winters here in Chicago, right? So I reach out blindly to Greg. And it, you know, it's not like we're in regular communication, right? We see each other, we laugh, we have a great time, but then we go, you know, periods of time without really having a chance to connect. So I shoot this email like, "Hey Greg, you know, I'm not sure if you've decided on what organization you're looking to partner with this coming golf outing, but you know, if there's a chance this year, sometime in the future, that Oak Leiden would be, you know, a partner in this work." And literally sent it off, kind of fingers crossed. I lit a couple candles, right? Like, okay, maybe this will actually happen. And sure enough, Greg, silly that he is, right, it was like, yeah, I think we could probably do that. Let's get on a call and talk it through, right? So yeah, just really, really phenomenal. And you know, and we've hosted Oak Leiden, we've hosted an outing probably the last, I don't know, 4 years, I'm guessing. And you know, we get a really nice showing where everybody has a great time, but you know, we're not filling the course, right? And so it really got me thinking when I was thinking about Bankers Classic and Willing to Hunt and Greg, I thought, you know what, maybe there's a way to really combine forces to really get as many golfers out there as we possibly can, right? And our worlds really don't interact. So kind of Greg's group and our group, there wouldn't be a whole lot of overlap if there's any, right? So it felt like, you know what, let's give this a go. And I think, you know, and Greg, correct me if I'm wrong, but you know, kind of this relationship that we're kind of embarking on is a little bit different than the relationship you've had with the previous, you know,
absolutely,
nonprofits that you've.
And that's what I was going to ask, Greg, if you don't mind, touch base. You know, we all can commiserate what it takes to run a golf outing, right? Like there's a lot of work involved and there's a lot of blood, sweat, tears, and beers, frankly, that are shared. But now, as I understand it, you know, some of the administrative load, some of the volunteerism is going to be transferred over to Oak Leiden, which is so inspiring in itself. And I can only imagine it's going to elevate the experience for everybody.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And first and foremost, like I said, it's absolute pleasure to, you know, partner with RJ and Oak Leiden. Of course, I love the work that they do. What's fascinating about this year, and RJ didn't mention this, is that me and my team may have had a conversation with another nonprofit maybe about a week before I got the anonymous email from Art. and believe it or not, we had kind of semi given this other nonprofit, you know, the green light. Now, it wasn't a nonprofit that was in the IDD community. Actually, it was another nonprofit that we'll end up doing some work with in the future. But very compelling organization. You know, they have a battered women's shelter. Great organization. Love the work that they did. And was like, you know what? And then when I, you know, get the, you know, unsolicited email from RJ, I was like, this is going to be tough, right? Because, you know, I've quasi said yes to this other nonprofit. Obviously, I have a love and affection and deep appreciation for the IDD community. And so I was like, I went back to the team and the team says, no, Greg, we have to stay consistent, right? Because we know how much the IDD community means to you. We know how much it means to your family. And so if, you know, RJ and his team wants to partner differently, then this seems like a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. And so then you asked the question, how is it different? Right. And I mean, you had mentioned, Chris, earlier that, you know, volunteers, but I think what's different is this is a true partnership, right? Meaning that, you know, in previous years, the nonprofit, you know, basically, not that it's a bad thing, basically got a check from us and said, hey, you know what? Here it is. Enjoy it, appreciate it. And, you know, we hope that it makes somewhat of an impact in the work you guys are doing every day. So, you know, and so we thank them. Whereas this time RJ was like, no, Greg, I really want to make it a true partnership. You know, I still want, you know, our folks to go out and raise money as much as we can for the golf outing. So, you know, we have a variety of sponsorship levels ranging from, you know, $7,500 down to $200. And so, you know, RJ and his team says, well, Greg, you know, we would love to kind of figure out, you know, how we can take some of these things to our sponsors, which I was like, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, the secondary piece is, you know, again, how do we, you know, galvanize, you know, our collective volunteers to work registration, you know, to be guides on the course, et cetera, et cetera. And so this is a true partnership.
It's exciting.
And
it's something I want to just commend you too, Greg, if I may, you know, for keeping the main thing, right? And if you don't know much about me, I value certain things in life, mental health and the empowerment of individuals is one of them. And hearing the story that you shared about your brother-in-law living with you until his passing just gives me such great joy, because it's the stories that really help raise money. It's the stories that carry missions forward. And what I'll say is, you know, from afar, hearing the banking industry and all of these billion-dollar corporations, right? Like, given today's time in society, right, people would scoff at it and say, what does an organization like Oak Leiden really have mixing and mingling with some of these big bankers, right? And I could only imagine that your crowd, Greg, that you bring to the fold in terms of banking industries are going to have such a better experience. They're going to have such a better sentiment walking away after seeing some of the folks that RJ brings, because now it's really like, this is what we're doing, as opposed to just cutting a check, right? Money's great, and we all know nonprofits and community building organizations need it. But it's the uplifting part. It's the partnerships. It's the collaboration. It's the putting the work in that really makes a difference. And so you gentlemen are doing that. And I just can't wait to see the fruits of your labor. How many golfers are we hoping for or expecting?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is every year we get, you know, more golfers and more golfers. I mean, I would expect, you know, anywhere between 100 and 120 golfers.
Unbelievable.
You know, if all goes well.
Yep.
And, you know, for the most part, I would say probably a third of that, you know, is going to probably come from the Oak Leiden community. And the balance of that comes from, you know, the Willing to Hunt community.
It's amazing.
But like I said, we're in true partnership. And then also we've decided to do some things differently this year as it relates to how we're going to, you know, raise funds for Oak Leiden. We're going to do something different. And so typically the way that we did things with the golf outing was that we had, for lack of a better word, you know, we had a raffle. So we raffled off some things, which proceeds from the raffle, you know, typically went to the nonprofit. And then we also had a paddle raise. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that paddle raise, you know, started at $1,000 all the way down to $25. And typically the paddle raise is really how we raised most of the money,
of course,
to be honest with you, right? And so what we're going to do differently this year is that, I don't know about you, Chris, golf outings, they can last a long time. You can be out there all.
That's one of the reasons. Listen, that's one of the reasons why I don't golf. I don't like to be mad in general, but somebody asked me to be mad for 6 straight hours. I'm out. And on top of it, paid to do it. No, like I'm good. But yes, golf outings can take a long time.
And so typically, you know, you're out there 4 or 5 hours playing golf. You come in for dinner, and then you're in there for another 2 or 3 hours for the programming. And as someone that loves golf and, you know, loves, you know, nonprofits, it's a lot to ask.
It's a long day.
It's a long day, right? And so what we've decided to do this year is that we're going to attempt to do, you know, all of our paddle raising, all of our fundraising on the course.
Amazing. Beautiful.
We'll try to do it on the course. Yeah. And the way we're going to do that is that, you know, we're going to have all these great experiential things that people can do. So we're going to have a hole-in-one contest. So there's 4 par 3s out there at Ruffle Feathers. So at each par 3, you will have an opportunity to win either a trip to Hawaii, a trip to golf trip to Hawaii, golf trip to New Jersey, golf trip to California, and the ability to win, like, I think a set of Callaway irons.
Yeah. Amazing.
Right. For a hole in one. And so what we're going to do is, you know, for a small fee, you enter, the contest, for the hole in one.
Fun.
So that's one way we're going to do it. The second way we're going to do it is we have what they call the golf ball launcher. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen this before, Chris.
Uh-oh.
Have you ever seen a golf ball launcher?
No, yes, I've seen launchers, but I don't know if I've seen a golf ball launched.
Yeah, so it's a you know, kind of pressurized gun that you have the ability to launch this thing 450 yards.
Oh, my gosh. Hole in one with that thing?
Which is a little longer than Greg's average drive.
I was going to say.
A little longer. It is straighter, though. It's consistently straighter than Greg's long drive.
There's no slice.
So, again, we're going to allow folks to use this golf launcher to either, you know, kind of participate in like a hole-in-one on a par 4, or you use it for your drive on the longest drive hole. So, again, folks can... enter that contest. And so there's going to be a variety of things that we're going to do on the course that are going to allow participants to again, help us raise money for this worthy nonprofit.
All right. Well, you heard it. July 16th. I got to mark my calendar because I've never used a golf ball launcher. And if nothing else, I'm coming just for that experience. So,
maybe we'll have you launching them, Chris.
I think that would be, I thought you were going to say, hey, maybe we'll have you launched. But no, gentlemen, listen, I'm so honored that you guys allowed me the opportunity to highlight this amazing partnership and collaboration and effort to help push an organization that, as I said earlier, I hold very, very in high regard. Of course, RJ and Jim have been a great support system of me and Hail Hail Auctions, and I want to do my best to support Oak Lydon and now you Willing to Hunt, Greg. And this is just such an exciting, unique combination of talents and skills and initiatives, bringing, you know, making our world a better place, which is what we're all about. And so before we do sign off, you know, Greg, I want to give you the floor for a few minutes, if you will, talk one more time about Willing to Hunt, anything you want to advertise, where can people connect with you? Should they need your services? The floor is yours.
Absolutely. No, and I appreciate that, Chris. And again, thank you again for the opportunity to be on the platform. It's always great to see RJ's, you know, gray beard. he has more hair than me as well. So I'm a little jealous.
Love it. Love it.
In terms of Willing to Hunt, like I said, I mean, we pretty much work with all individuals in the financial services industry, you know, specifically within banking. In terms of how you can reach us via our website at www.willingtohunt.com. You can also, you know, reach us via social media, whether that be LinkedIn, Facebook, and again, just type in Willing to Hunt in the search field. We should pop right up. So thanks again. Look forward to seeing you, Chris, on the 16th.
I'll be there. I'll be there with bells and whistles. And thank you for all you're doing. And thank you for coming on today, Greg. It's been a pleasure to get to know you and really just continue to be inspired by the great work that's being done in the world that we don't often get to hear about, which is why this platform was created in essence as well. And RJ, I can't get enough of you. You're the second, I should say now. Chris Hensley, how we met, is the first two-timer. But you're now the second two-time guest here on The Appeal. And so I want to say thank you for, one, trusting me to help share this story. Two, thank you for allowing me to help raise money for you as always. And the floor is yours. Again, let people know where they could find you, how they can help support Oak Lydon, and hear more about the golf outing.
Absolutely. Thanks, Chris. And again, thanks for the partnership, Greg. And you know, Chris, thanks for shining a light and really, you know, just using your, you know, your big blowtorch here to really spread the word, right? And grateful for that. And you know, so Oak Lydon, www.oak-lydon, L-E-Y-D-E-N.org. You know, we can use all the help, time, talents, and treasure, right? That's how we get things done. And, you know, we're grateful for the partnership. Hope to see a lot of folks out on July 16th at Ruffled Feathers. Great course, by the way, really a great course, some great holes. It'll test you, but you'll get some rewards too, especially if you use the ball launcher.
Yes. Right? Don't forget the launcher.
That will really help me and my game. I'll tell you that much. But in all seriousness, you know, really appreciate the opportunity to spread the word. And, you know, Chris, thanks for all the work you do and, you know, just appreciate everything that you've committed yourself to and raising the awareness and raising funds for worthy organizations.
Well, thank you guys. And if you don't know, I'm Chris Malczewski with Hail Hail Auctions. You could find out all it is that I do in my fundraising realm at hailhailauctions.com. I'm active on LinkedIn and Instagram. So connect with me there. And gentlemen, this has just been a riot. Thank you so very much. It's been fun and you know, to get to poke fun a little bit at one another, but most importantly, raise awareness for what I believe is just an amazing partnership, and it's sure to be an amazing event on July 16th, the Bankers Charity Golf Classic for Oak Lydon, as we said, at Ruffled Feathers. We'll share all that information, so if you haven't already, please sign up, get a foursome, a whole sponsor, make a donation, whatever it takes, and maybe you'll get to see me launch a few golf balls. So gentlemen, with that said, I appreciate you both. Hail, hail. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk soon.
You too, Chris.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Falling asleep with your neck in the wrong position can be a real pain in the neck. Literally. People of all ages are falling for Tossie. Tossie gives you the comfort you've always dreamed of. Go to TossieBrands.com and get your comfort on.